This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. Take a screen break today with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer water and sweat resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We have the number here. Just came across. It came across very quickly here. It looks like 266,000. It looks like it was a big disappointment at 266.
That's not even good.
It's a big disappointment, and it's a big surprise. We were expecting a million jobs to have come back.
Missed it by that much.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The American Rescue Plan, the $1.9 trillion bill passed in March, was too much. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that.
If you haven't felt it yet, it's coming. You can expect higher prices for toilet paper, diapers, soft drinks, plane tickets, even ketchup packets are in short supply.
Ketchup. Ketchup. Where's the ketchup at?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. You know, the Biden regime was so confident that these numbers were going to be fantastic. The new hires from the Bureau of Labor Statistics this morning, that even before they came out, they scheduled Dementia Joe for a press briefing at 11:30 Eastern time this morning before he goes home to Wilmington, Delaware for another weekend at Biden's, another weekend in his favorite iron lung, I guess.
Come on, man.
And then the tragic news hit. 266,000 jobs, as opposed to the, I guess the consensus was there were going to be a million new jobs. And places like Axios, you know, card-carrying outlets of alt-left media were predicting as many as 2 million new jobs. 2 million new jobs. And it came in at 266,000 jobs. And the amazing thing is that, you know, as I just pointed out to Grace during the crossover, Charles Payne on Fox Business pointed this out. There are 7.4 million unfilled jobs in the United States right now. 7.4 million unfilled jobs. And only 266,000 people got jobs. Do you think we have some kind of disconnect here? That, you know, maybe it's not worth looking for a job if you're making so much money on welfare? Is that possible?
I was talking to a business owner in my neighborhood the other day, and he has a job opening. He said he can't get anybody. I said, if I were a kid and all of these opportunities were before me, I would be going nuts trying to get in wherever I could and working my ass off.
I agree. It was, when I was a kid, there weren't that many jobs available. I mean, again, there were a few jobs here and there, one of them which in my area you had to go under the cheesecloth and pick tobacco. I didn't want that job, so I ended up washing dishes. I mean, can you imagine if you could make, I used to get $65 a week plus room and board washing dishes, my first job. They're paying $15 an hour now. I know inflation's been heavy for the last 50 years, but still, that's just amazing that nobody wants to work. And I guess you can't blame them if they're, you know, if they're, I think you can blame them actually, though. It's just really amazing. 844-500-4242. But of course, Biden is just saying that people can't find jobs. I mean, you know, the thing is, you know, he's stupid and he's ignorant at the same time. He's talking about, you know, these taxes on rich people aren't going to have any effect on anybody. And, you know, he says these things over and over again, and he just has the courage of his ignorance here. Let's listen to him try to explain what jobs are coming back. And you can imagine what this is like. He had to have the press conference, though. they had to go through with it because if they had canceled it, it would have looked even worse. They would have said they were planning on having a big everything but a cake and champagne, but they canceled it. So they put him out there at noon. And he just stumbled through.
That would have been one network saying that. All the others are saying Biden is hard at work trying to get even more jobs added to the rolls.
Right. Yeah, that's you're right. It would have been one or two networks anyway. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, let's play Biden explaining what jobs are coming back. Cut eight.
And by the way, the majority of the jobs that have come back have been in the entertainment and those industries. And so, you know, we're going to help schools and children.
We quote you on that, Mr. President. And then he claims, against all evidence, if you get in your car right now and take a ride 2-3 miles around your house or where you work, you're going to see help wanted ads. Wherever you are, whatever state you're in, you're going to see help wanted ads. Yet Biden is about to claim that there aren't enough jobs to go around. Cut nine.
The data shows that more workers are looking for jobs, and many can't find them.
You know what? They're not looking very hard, are they? No, they are not. Yesterday, the governor of Montana, Greg Gianforte, announced that the state of Montana is pulling out of the federal program because they're going to start offering bonuses to people not to work, but to go back to work. And now Governor DeSantis in Florida has announced that they're going to tighten the restrictions for people collecting unemployment. You now have to show that you have talked to at least 5 potential employers each week. And, of course, there'll be a lot of fraud and lying involved in that process. But they're going to try to nudge people back into the workplace. And you know, this isn't some kind of cruelty. You should be working. Everybody should be working. It really is the only way to go. I mean, the Democrats want to increase dependency on the government and just, go back to the days of Obama where everybody was on SSI and addicted to drugs and, not looking for jobs or just in these endless job training programs. They hated it when everybody was back working.
You know what I've discovered, Mrs. Sokol? It's not so much the looking as the listening. I listen for work. And as I'm looking and listening, I'm also looking. You cannot discount looking. It's sort of a combination. It's looking and listening. Listening and looking.
Oh, man. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. He invented a word today. We've been trying to figure out what the word is, but we can't. It's not like he used a real word in the wrong place. The word he used does not exist in the English language as far as we can tell. It's called, the word that he used is trange. Trange. Listen to this. Cut seven.
But later this month, we're going to be distributing the first tranche of the state and local assistance from the American Rescue Plan.
The first tranche. Okay. He is from Delaware, home of the DuPont family. So maybe it's the French influence in the little state of Delaware. 844-500-4242. But listen, well, this is part of the poll question, so we'll play it now. So one of the reporters actually asked them, is the fact that no one's going back to work, does it have something to do with the fact that they can make more sitting on their rear ends at home? He didn't say it, smoking weed and drinking adult beverages, but that's what he was getting at. Exactly. Cut 12.
President, do you believe enhanced unemployment benefits had any effect on diminishing a return to work in some categories?
No, nothing measurable.
Again, who are you going to believe, him or your lying eyes? There are all these help wanted signs. There are almost 7.5 million unfilled jobs. One reason the inflation is going up is they can't get people to work in factories. They can't get people to drive trucks because they're making so much money sitting at home. This is insane what they're doing. they have to they can't let this go on, and it's going to go on. It's already on the books to go on all through the summer. So you know, if you're planning to go somewhere to a resort area on your vacation, stand by for some waits in the line, because nobody's coming back to work before Labor Day unless something changes very quickly. 844-500-4242. This is really quite a thing here. I'm just looking. Now even CNN is beginning to talk about inflation here. Cut 23.
If you haven't felt it yet, it's coming. You can expect higher prices for toilet paper, diapers, soft drinks, plane tickets, a tank full of gas. Whirlpool is raising prices of some of its appliances by up to 12%. Now a shortage of lumber is adding about $36,000 to the cost of building a typical single-family home. Rental car prices, incredibly high if you can find one. There are chlorine shortages for pools. The global chip shortage is halting car assembly lines. Even ketchup packets are in short supply.
Fortunately, I don't use ketchup. I haven't had too much need for diapers for the last
on the 20 years
or so.
On the back of the ketchup packets, it says not for resale. I bet people are rethinking that one now.
Thank you, Joe. Anyway, we'll be right back. 844-500-4242. I want to tell you about HelloFresh. I have a spot to read, but I have a an email that one of my regular listeners sent me. She decided to take a chance on HelloFresh after she heard me talking about it. And anyway, she tried to get on the air yesterday to talk about it. Anyway, I was calling to say how much my husband and I are loving HelloFresh. Last night we made their beef bulgogi meatballs, and it was stupendous. So easy, so very delicious, and something I probably never would have undertaken to make on my own. Turns out bulgogi is a super delicious Korean barbecue sauce. Who knew? And thanks to HelloFresh, it turned out perfect. This isn't me. This isn't one of the listeners writing this. No surprise that this beef bulgogi meatballs is a HelloFresh Hall of Fame meal. We will definitely order it again. I am also particularly loving how everything is measured out and ready to go. No need to have all kinds of measuring cups and utensils around messing up the kitchen when we're trying to make dinner. So happy you are advertising HelloFresh, as I don't think I would have tried it otherwise. At first, I thought it might be a bit of a splurge, but given the quality of the food, the ease of the prep, and the total deliciousness of the meals, I truly think it was worth every cent. Now I have enough confidence in HelloFresh to try things I might not have tried otherwise, like the pork enchiladas. I know I'll be able to prepare something new properly, and I'll have a better chance of liking it. HelloFresh might be your best advertiser ever. We have orange turkey meatloaf and special sauce cheeseburgers coming next Tuesday. Can't wait. That's a letter I got. That's HelloFresh. This isn't takeout or some space food you microwave for 10 minutes. These are whole restaurant quality meals made with fresh pre-portioned ingredients that you can prepare in as little as 20 minutes. You don't have to go to the grocery store and put up with the Karens and the one-way aisles and the social distancing and all that. And as our listener said, you just get amazing food. You also get easy-to-follow recipe cards with pictures at every step. With more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from each week, you'll never run out of meals to try. And something else you can feel good about, HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store, as the listener pointed out. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12 for 12 free meals. HelloFresh.com/Howie12, code Howie12. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friends.
The Howie Carr Show.
Can you be specific about any of these companies?
Specific? Let's see. I've walked in and out of so many buildings, they all blend in together, right?
But just give me one name.
One name, absolutely. Let's see. There's Vandalay Industries.
You know, the problem with making people come up with these lists of businesses and companies that they've applied to for jobs is a lot of them are just going to make it up. Or they schedule the appointments with the businessmen or the managers who are scrambling to find new employees, and then they just blow them off because they don't want to give up the unemployment. You know, again, I appreciate that you have to do something like DeSantis is trying to do, but I wonder how, given the rampant fraud that has developed in all of these programs, you know, whether it's the PPP or the PUA, now we're going to have the paying for the funerals for everybody. I mean, can you imagine just how much money has been stolen over the last? It's got to be trillions of dollars has been stolen since this scam started a year ago. Put your car and home insurance to the test with Gabby. They literally stand for get a better insurance. That means a better price for the same coverage. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Biden says higher welfare payments aren't keeping people from going back to work. Do you agree?
Absolutely not.
And 96% say no.
He's such a fool. He also said that raising corporate taxes on Americans, quote, doesn't cost anyone anything. We could have made that. That would be 99% for that one. Wendy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Wendy.
It's Wendy. I just wanted to say, Howie, that I have a couple of people in my life who definitely are examples of what you're talking about. When you're talking about a discrepancy of a quarter of a million versus a million and then 7 million jobs are available, it's obvious that what you're saying is right. So let me just put two numbers forth, and that those numbers are these. This person has a sketchy, not great track record of working. They're in their 30s. They were offered a job, $17.50 an hour, helping out somehow with, I think, logging in the vaccinations for COVID or something
right.
like that. Pretty easy job.
Right.
Doing like nothing.
Yeah, no heavy
Turned
lifting.
Down, no heavy lifting.
Yes.
Turned it down because they already make $8.50 a week staying home doing nothing. I am not kidding you. I was livid. And this person just said it to me like it was the most normal thing. That I mean, I never made $8.50 in my life per week. Never. And, decently educated and had good jobs and have a track record of working since I, you know,
yeah.
got out of high school.
I know. It's just amazing. And I don't know what do they think? Do they think it's going to go on forever? Do they think that it's never going to come to an end? At some point, it's going to come screeching to a halt. What are they going to do then?
Right. If you're on unemployment insurance, that's something you've paid into and there is an end to it.
Right. Right. But there is, well, they don't call it a bonus, but that's what it amounts to. It's a bonus. It's the COVID bonus. Thanks for the call, Wendy. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. Great to hear your show. I listen to you every day. Love it.
Thank you.
I just have a reply about the unemployment fraud and stuff going on in the States. I live in Maine, and the way it works here is they expect you to go online and submit your resume to employers online.
Yeah.
In that case, there's like probably 300 people applying for one job online. So in order for the state to check out if you've actually applied there, they'd have to get in touch with the employer and go through all their emails to verify if you've actually submitted a resume. So there's not really any way, unless they do that, that they can find out
right.
if you've actually applied for that job.
Right. But I guess what they could do, if some bureaucrat called and said, John, did you really apply for the job? You'd say, well, yeah, I'm going to forward you my email to the HR department, right? So then you have a record that you applied. But that doesn't mean that you actually sat down with somebody or heard anything, because you can then just blame it on the company for not responding to you. Thanks for the call, John. Officer Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead. Quickly, Officer Mark.
All right, I'll limit it to one thing. Downtown Rochester is open for outdoor dining, and they put the Jersey barriers up. Big sign when you come into town. Outdoor dining, Bicycle lanes closed. Don't you love it?
There's a silver lining, Officer Mark. Bicycle lanes closed. That's the kind of sign I'd like to see more of in the United States of America. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back with Grace's News. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Someone just texted me and said tranche is pronounced tranche, so he was right. But I don't hear it. I'm gonna go. Let me put this here. And just
tranche. Tranche. Tranche.
Doesn't sound like tranche to me, does it to you, Grace?
I always try to stick with words that everybody knows.
Yeah, who wrote the word tranche in for Joe Biden? I mean, that right there should be a firing.
The same person offense. Who says, you know what we should have him do, guys? We should have him go out tonight during the debate and give a text number. That will go over real well. That is the same person. You know,
or
they always,
an email address, vaccine.gum.
Yeah, definitely put some dots in there. That's really going to go great. No, but it's remember they used to criticize Trump for speaking with a fourth grade vocabulary?
Yeah.
I like that. That's how I talk. And that's how you talk most of the time. All these fancy words.
In journalism school, they always said, write in words with few syllables and write short sentences. And don't make a paragraph any more than two sentences. You need some white space.
Yeah,
on the page.
Howie, today, my editor from Spectator said, you wrote a sentence where you said, she spoke with fervent passion. And he said, those two words convey the same thing. You can just say passion.
Right.
And I thought, that makes sense, you know? Keep it simple, stupid.
There aren't many editors like that anymore on this side of the Atlantic.
Oh, he's from England.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he probably knows what tranche means.
Yes. Yeah. He probably does.
Yeah, but again, he didn't say tranche. He said tranche.
No, he said tranche.
Tranche.
He would tell me not to use it, though.
You said tranche. He said tranche.
Didn't you take it with a G, not a CH?
Tranche.
Tranche. I don't know. I don't.
This whole conversation just goes to show you whoever wrote that word did not do a good job.
No.
They were probably sans culotte.
Yes. By the way, there's two competing headlines I want to read you, Howie. Now, this one's from April 3rd. See if you can spot the difference, okay? April 3rd, Biden touts seeing more new jobs created in the first 2 months than any administration in history. May 7th, Biden reacts to weak jobs report, says U.S. is still digging out of an economic collapse, but on right track.
In other words, it's Donald Trump's fault. It's not my fault. I'm doing the best I can.
This is going to be an administration that inherited everything.
Absolutely.
And you know what's so funny is now they're kind of spinning this whole thing. You heard him, Howie, talking about the taxes and talking about how even though Donald Trump gave us those tax cuts and, the economy was booming and everybody was winning and feeling happy, mm-hmm. Biden often reminds us like that wasn't real. You know, that wasn't what you think it is. That was actually really bad. But how come Obama was taking credit for that under Donald Trump? They admitted that it was a good thing by saying that it was all because of Obama. And now Joe Biden's telling us that when all our 401ks were going up, it wasn't what you thought it was.
This is, you know, the other thing I kept looking, I didn't see the word unexpectedly today.
Oh, I did.
No, there's unexpected, but I didn't see the adverb.
Oh,
yeah.
Yo, that's where you come in. They're saving it for you.
I like unexpectedly.
So there's a story going on Twitter. You know how sometimes Twitter trends what it wants to trend and, you know, they try to shape the narrative the best they can. Jack Dorsey is the Ministry of Truth. And Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out, Biden is not the next FDR. He's the next Jimmy Carter. And Twitter, this is what Twitter trends, okay? Jimmy Carter. And then here's the description. I'm going to read it in my Valley Girl. People are confused by a tweet from Donald Trump Jr. saying that President Biden isn't the next FDR, he's the next Jimmy Carter. given that former President Carter is a Nobel Peace Prize winner whose humanitarian record is largely respected.
Wow.
You know, Donald,
that's quite a take.
You know, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted back.
What?
Anyone who is supposedly confused by my below tweet should probably read the awful Biden jobs report out today. Then take a peek at the rising prices of raw materials that we're seeing. And then finally, Google Jimmy Carter inflation.
How about stagflation? Would be even better word to Google.
Things will make a lot more sense to you.
But see, it's all about infrastructure. Cut 10. This is Biden this morning. This afternoon.
There are over 400,000 schools and daycare centers with lead pipes that where the water goes through.
Oh, I'm not touching that one because I'll get in trouble.
And then he keeps going on and on about the 400,000. Keep playing it. Keep playing.
I saw a water project system yesterday in New Orleans.
There's more to it than that. We'll play more as we go through it.
He
mentioned 400,000 four times in the course of like 1.5 sentences.
That's one of his favorite numbers.
It is.
That's got to be top three. 200 million is also a big one he likes.
Another one is 3,000.
Well, it's a good, it's a round
3,000, and that's followed by 3,000 for children under the age of 6 and over the age of 6. And children over the age of 6 will be getting $3,600.
My favorite was, we're going to raise taxes, but it's not going to affect anyone.
Right.
Huh? That one to
my
me
favorite
was
no one under 400,000 is going to pay taxes.
Well, you know what, Taylor? Selfishly, that would probably be my favorite as well, because I will be reaping the benefits. I can't wait for that to come into effect. Did anyone ask him about that today?
No, they forgot to do that. And no one raised it. Sir, you said if we needed some COVID guidance, we should look to the CCD. I just happened to have found my old Baltimore catechism from the 1960s, and you know, there's nothing about COVID in there.
No.
A lot of stuff about the act of contrition and limbo and purgatory, but nothing about COVID-19.
See, you were in CCD when it was like scary times.
It was.
Yeah, when I was there, it was all like, you know, just say your prayers, everything will be fine. But when Howie was there, they're like, little Howard, if you don't do what you're supposed to, you're going to hell.
If you eat meat on Friday, you're probably going to be struck down by a car on your way home, and you will spend eternity in hell.
Okay, see you next week. Same time, same place. David Harsanyi had a great point. He said, de-incentivizing work, raising taxes, keeping schools closed while pumping trillions into the economy. What could go wrong? It's going to be very unexpected when all this stuff goes wrong. Howie, I do want to play for you one cut. This is very recent. I just pulled it. I don't often pull Joy Reid for obvious reasons. We don't listen to her show a lot. But she had Michael Steele on. And I just want to say the quality of the shows on MSNBC sometimes get looked over because of CNN and how bad their shows are. But don't discount MSNBC. They've got some whoppers on there. Listen to the level of conversation Joy Reid is having with her guest, Republican Michael Steele.
Donald Trump brought the gold toilet into the RNC, into the party, and everyone thinks it's a pool. And they're just diving in.
And they're just the
diving
thing.
In.
Eugene, they're diving in. And the poop toilet is full. It's not like they're diving in and it's empty. It's full. Poop.
If I was talking like that on the air, my mom would call me up and say, don't do that anymore. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I raised you better than that.
Right. Yeah. Didn't your mother raise you better than that?
Come on.
Grace, that's what they would say.
Come on, man. I do want to play a couple more cuts here, Howie.
I just want to play, you know, some people, we were talking about all these people that are sitting at home, and I said, how can they not take jobs that are offered to them? Because do they think it's going to go on forever? And this 508 says, I have three cousins between 27 and 35 sitting at home collecting. One is making more money. The other two are making only 140 less per week, but don't have to work. They think it will be extended and another stimulus is coming. And then another guy mentions, another texter says, you know, one more month of these bad numbers and they're going to start saying, well, you know, we're going to have to keep this stimulus going.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like a drug.
Well, yeah, it's like
an addictive drug.
It's like walking. You know how when you drag mud into the house and your first thought is, I should take these shoes off so I don't keep trailing it around the house.
Right.
They're cleaning up, but they're dragging their mud around the house. And it's like, don't you see what the issue is? This is a very easy thing to understand. You don't have to be that bright to figure out what's going on here. But they're just in complete denial. I think the craziest part is that we keep saying, well, this just goes to show you that we need all of my porculous bills. It's like, no, I think it shows us the opposite. But Howie, we do talk sometimes on this show about net neutrality, because as you remember, we all died from net neutrality a few years ago.
I actually died earlier from Y2K.
Right, so it was your second death. You're like a cat, though.
Yeah,
you've got to be on 7 or 8.
ALAR, Paraquat.
You survived it all.
Acid rain, killer bees.
Howie Carr is a zombie, if you guys don't know that.
He's the indestructible man.
He really is. But I wanted to tell you guys this because I think you'll find it amusing. The Office of New York Attorney General Letitia James, we know Letitia James because of her involvement in the Andrew Cuomo saga. She's revealed in a new report that nearly 18 million, ready for this? Nearly 18 million of the more than 22 million comments the FCC received during its 2017 rulemaking were fake. Intended to support the repeal of net neutrality.
No.
The idea that internet service providers should provide all online content equally and prevent them from favoring their own services or customers over their competitors. Yes, so CNN, MSNBC, parent companies funded millions of fake net neutrality comments.
Are you telling me big tech is not on the level?
And that poor...
Mark Zuckerberg?
Howie, that poor girl who rigged her homecoming high school whatever. I get
right.
It. It's bad.
And her mom.
But the punishment's worth the crime. Okay, if me and my mom rigged that and I was on the cover of the New York Post with the tiara on, I think I learned my lesson. And she's going to probably do jail time, and then these people are going to walk off scot-free.
With billions in stock options.
Justice for the girl who rigged the homecoming dance. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Got anything else, Grace?
No, I think I'm pretty much done.
All right. 844-500-4242. We'll talk more about these lack of jobs and the people that are just sitting at home and enjoying the panic. You think there? And I always say, well, some of them are afraid to go back to work. Yeah, right. They're afraid to go. Some of them can't get babysitting because the schools are still open because of the teacher union scams.
And the teachers are the ones who are afraid to go back to work. It's like it's a vicious cycle. That's the problem. The teachers are afraid to go back to work. So the kids, the parents can't get anyone to watch their kids. And so we go around and around the merry-go-round.
I think we need a new stimulus plan. Only this time we need $3,000 a week instead of $300 a week. All right. Okay, a lot of us are going to be going places this summer. Grace and I are going to be doing all kinds of remotes on Fridays down on the Cape, and we'll be traveling around. And, you know, Grace, believe it or not, doesn't like the kind of stuff that I like to listen to in the car, like Boston Blackie.
Barbaric.
Or Murder by Experts.
It's not only that, but Howie's the type of person who, if he doesn't have his Raycons, we all have to listen to what he wants to listen to, or if he wants the radio off, we can't listen to anything. So the Raycons have really created the best of both worlds, because you can listen to all your great music that is awesome, and I can listen to something else on the radio.
Yeah. The only problem is when I want to hum along with a Mothers of Invention song like Mr. America, Walk On By,
and that's
Liquor
where,
Store Supreme.
And what's our rule with that? No. You have your Raycons in, you stay quiet.
But that's the great thing about Raycons. Everybody in the car or in the house or on the beach or at the lakefront can listen to whatever they want to, and they don't have to bother anyone else as long as they don't hum along or sing along. Wherever you are this summer, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And unlike an electric car, you don't have to worry about recharging them every couple hours. You got 24 hours of battery life before you have to recharge. So you can take them anywhere and not worry about the running out of power. Workouts, wherever you go, Raycons are perfect for the summer. Listen up, Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. We've been talking about the abysmal jobs report and the reasons for it, and only 266,000 jobs added at a time when there are 7.4 million unfilled jobs in the United States of America. Could it have something to do with welfare and the so-called stimulus or bonus, whatever they want to call it, but it's welfare. And joining us now on the line is Bob Maines from Matthews Brothers up in Maine. And Maine has the same problem that most of the other states in the union have with a lack of qualified workers, for considering how many jobs there are. Right, Bob?
Yeah, apparently nobody lives here anymore, Howie, because we just can't seem to get, and we're not alone. Nobody can get anybody to answer a help wanted ad. Our entire budget, actually added to our budget this year, was saturation recruiting advertising. And that is what is the state of advertising on the radio today. Whatever job you want, you can get. If you want to work, you can work. And for the talking heads to say it's manufacturers are shedding jobs, I don't think they understand what that word means. We have been actively hiring since COVID started, and I texted over to Jared today. I stopped to get a soda at a store I stop at all the time, and there's a sign on the door: closed due to lack of staff. Maybe we'll open, maybe we won't.
Yeah,
that's all over Maine.
When we got back from Florida, we didn't have enough coffee at the house, so we went to the one remaining good coffee shop in our area of Wellesley, and there was a line out the door. And you know why, Bob? Because there was only one person for the morning rush hour. It was the manager. She had no help. She had the old place we used to go to. They had at least four people filling orders on a weekday morning, and they she can't find anybody. These are not just
entry level jobs. Howie, there's a major employer making turbines up in the Bangor area, four cars in the parking lot, because there's an agreement with the state. If people go on voluntary layoff, the company will make up the difference between that and the unemployment, and then they get the COVID stimulus. So they're making more money to stay home than they would if they came into work. Consequently, four people go to work.
Well,
I've been to third world countries where you see projects, building projects, that have ground to a halt because they've run out of materials, they've run out of people. And that's what we're seeing in the supply side. We're running the industry, building industry, and I don't care what industry you're in now, computer chips, anything that is made is not being made anymore. And Maine has opened up its border so everybody can come in. But where are you going to stay? Where are you going to eat? It's an insult to say, yeah, come on in and stay in Maine.
Well,
but
New Hampshire,
there's no infrastructure to support
New Hampshire is now like Florida. They're going to make people who are collecting this money show that they're looking for work. I mean, why doesn't Maine? I'm sure Maine has no plans to do anything like that, given who the governor is.
Remember Governor LePage? Remember his incentive? If you want welfare, spend 20 hours a week looking for a job, 20 hours a week training for a job, or 20 hours a week community service.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. I mean, this is, elections have consequences. You know, the states that are trying to do something about this have Republican governors in the states that are just happy to see the economy languish. I'm Howie Carr.